The following Beach Booster radio program was originally broadcast November 2014.
Hi, this is Bob Bickmore, Catch 22, and I listen to Beach Business Speaks only on Beach Booster Radio.
You certainly do.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, only heard on Beach Booster Radio, where I am vocal for local business. Now, let's get on with the show.
Joining me today is Mr. Bob Bickmore of The Catch. That's the Catch 22 Fresh Market Grill, located at 962 Mosley Street in Wasaga Beach. Phone number is 705-422-2281. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob, for having me.
It's a pleasure having you here. Bob, throw your website at everyone.
www.catch22grill.com.
Okay, and we'll repeat all this later on at the end of the show. Bob, you and your sons are a class act working in there. It's what, three sons working with you there?
Two sons. Michael and Zachary.
And one is in the kitchen and one's on the floor?
Zach is in the kitchen and Mike is on the floor.
Yes. Okay, so Zach is following after your footsteps.
Absolutely, 100%. And so is his brother in a roundabout kind of way.
Tell me, how long have you been in business?
We are approaching 10 years in this area. 7.5 years in Collingwood and 2.5 here in the beach.
How did you get into this business?
Just pure passion for food, the liking of people, being social. It all goes hand in hand in this business. You're talking to people, seeing people all the time. Bringing people together with food is probably one of the best ways of entertaining and being yourself, and that's just kind of how I got involved with it.
Now, how do you find it from relocating from the Collingwood area, which was a larger place, to where you are now in Wasaga Beach?
We're home. That's home.
The way we define it. Nice.
We're home. We live in the beach. We love the beach. We're staying in the beach. We're home, and we always thought, I always thought anyways, that I would love to put Catch 22 here. My sons kind of looked at me as if, you know, I was a little crazy, which probably they're right. But, and when we looked at that little space, they went, you are crazy. That's way too small. So with the addition on the building, being able to put 40 seats in there, being able to do what we want to do.
It's really quaint, though. It's very comfortable there.
It has a great vibe. We're busting at the seams. I never thought it would be like that, but that's what it is, and we're loving it.
Well, every time I've been there, I've had to call for a reservation. I mean, I just know how busy you are.
It's always recommended, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Even when it's not and it's off-season and it's slow, we like to know you're coming.
Yeah, gotcha. Any plans on a patio, or is there any availability for a patio there?
You know, we're kind of grandfathered in to be allowed to put the restaurant there, as it's been one since mid-last century. Mm-hmm. The washrooms aren't accessible. We're working on that right now. We have a plan in place. Hopefully we'll, know more this winter, and something hopefully happening in the spring to put some more bathrooms in, making them accessible, and then being able to expand outside. That's our plan.
Okay, let's talk a bit about your food. You've got a full line of fresh and frozen food. Fish, seafood, live lobster. I mean, I've eaten there many times, and I got to say, like, your seafood, I just love your seafood.
Thank you.
You've got from anything from ahi tuna, is that how they say it? Is it ahi?
Ahi
tuna?
Yes.
What's the difference between ahi tuna and regular tuna?
An ahi tuna is a yellowfin tuna, which is a sushi-grade tuna.
Oh, okay. I love sushi.
Different species, of course, the bluefin being, the most prized of tunas, very, very expensive. Usually the Japanese market corners that one.
Okay.
Yellowfin tuna, usually very plentiful. On and off the sustainable market. Sushi grade, meaning you can, eat it raw. We serve it rare. We sear it and serve it rare. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of fish. And there's
I haven't tried it yet.
Which is a BC Pacific tuna, which is white fleshed. So there's different species, but the ahi is a number one.
And that's the one that you do carry?
And that's what we do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And you've also got the incredible steaks there. Different pasta dishes. I've had quite a few of your pasta dishes. And you've got the chicken. And you've even got hamburgers.
Yeah, we do. We have two steaks on our menu. Our steak program is a very good steak program. People don't look at us as steak when they see the name Catch 22, as they think that's all fish, and that's not true. The Catch 22 is a situation. The food is completely different. We're aging our meats in-house, starting with a great product. And what we do for our burger, we don't call it a hamburger, it's a steak burger, because we grind our ribeyes and our filet mignons, and that's what we're getting.
It's a different kind of burger than anywhere else.
It's incredible.
Okay.
Incredible.
And really reasonably priced.
We try to do that. I mean, that's, everyone goes to the grocery store and walks up with two bags and they're over $100.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing for restaurants. You know, the wholesale market's pretty much the same. There's not that great of a break anywhere. The commodities are up and down all over the place and normally up all the time. We try to keep our pricing as fair as possible.
Definitely do that.
We're a local restaurant and, we don't strive after our tourist market only. We look after our local market as well. And, we want people to be comfortable and we want them to come out with something that they've really enjoyed at a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you definitely do that. I want people to know that you've also got just fish and chips. And this fish and chips is just not like regular fish and chips, okay? And your salads are huge. And the way you do your steak tartare, it's like, I'm trying to find the right word for it. It's like food art.
You know what is, and the presentation is kind of key on that one, and the reason I present it that way is so that the customer can see that, we've just freshly hand-chopped that filet mignon.
Mm-hmm.
The garnishes that go with it are artistically placed on the plate, and your server puts that together for you at the table. They're incredible flavors. It's a great dish. It's an old dish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a classic dish, and our European customers absolutely adore us for it.
It's got that European flair to almost all of your preparation.
Thank you.
Okay, it really does. Lamb shank. What's the cost of that lamb shank dinner?
$26.
Roughly, if you can remember.
$26, $24, depending on what I get them for. It's sometimes $22,
okay.
depending on what I'm purchasing.
Or what time of the season it is?
Yeah, I guess it all depends. It's
okay.
One of those commodities.
Okay. I also know you have an awarded certificate of excellence for 2014.
Yeah, my staff has really kind of gelled together as a family. When we talk family, we talk everyone. You know, Ashley Ray, my manager, who's on her mat leave having her first baby a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Wilson, my boy.
Oh, she had her baby?
Ashley's had her baby.
What did she have?
She had a baby girl.
Congratulations.
Ruby Ray, just absolutely beautiful, beautiful little girl.
I know she's like a daughter to you, just a staff
absolutely.
Member.
She's been with me a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, since she was in her early 20s, I think she's over 8 years. In service with us now, and she's a big part of our family.
Now, you've got a huge variety of wine.
Yes.
Do you do any wine tasting at the restaurant at all?
You know, we started last winter picking. We did a French wine tasting dinner. So
okay.
We did a 4-course meal paired
like
with
the
French
pairings. Wines. The pairing, yeah, okay.
We drink a lot of wine. It's the best part of the job. We're tasting all the time. They're all handpicked. My staff can tell you absolutely.
You must love your work.
It's a great part of the job. The early morning 10 o'clock tastings are the best.
I haven't been invited to any of those, by the way, people. I got to say, your food service is incredible. The atmosphere is very, very highly rated on the internet. You've got 89 fantastic reviews. I did some snooping.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't see one bad review.
Yeah, it's nice to see that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of iffy on those reviews. Nobody knows who's writing them, but you know what? It's nice to hear.
Now, seafood chowder.
Yes.
Is that your own recipe?
Because
that is the best seafood chowder I have ever tasted.
I learned that recipe 27 years ago as an apprentice chef.
Okay.
I've varied it very slightly, but it's been in my repertoire for 27 years.
Wow. Okay. You won't tell us the recipe, will you?
You know, I'm pretty fair that way. When customers want to know how something made, I'm usually, I'm not reluctant to say no. I'll send me an email and I'll help you with anything.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hold you to that one. Catering. Do you do any catering?
You know, we don't.
I know how busy you are.
We're
just
busy of a restaurant to do that. We concentrate mainly on what's in the restaurant, which is, generally a full house. Catering is something I enjoy because you get to go out of your environment and do what you love to do in another environment, in someone's home. It's something that we haven't done since we moved to the beach for the mere fact that we don't have the space. We don't have the room or the time.
Okay. Can anyone rent your restaurant out, like say for a wedding reception anniversary party?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
okay, that's good to know.
It's done often. Christmas time. Company Christmas parties.
Mm-hmm.
We're accommodating to almost our, we hold 40 people, so it's not hard to fill.
Okay, excellent. Daily specials. Give me some ideas? What's some of your daily specials that you come up with?
We start with what's at the market today.
Okay.
What's fresh?
Yeah.
What's bountiful? What's being harvested? What's local? We start with a soup. So our soup we're serving today was prepared yesterday.
Okay.
Hence we call it soup of yesterday. We start there. Yeah. It's better made than the day before. We all know that.
Well, that's a real catchy name. Yeah. Soup of yesterday.
Soup, that's what we call it. Soup of yesterday.
Why don't you just call it the old stuff from yesterday? Yeah.
Not as catchy.
Leftovers.
Mind the pun, not as catchy. So we start with what's available, what's in the market, what's fresh. I go over to Ontario Fisheries almost on a daily
basis.
Yeah,
I know. I love the place.
And I go in there. The boys, when I walk in there, they're just like, oh, here's Bob. And it's just like I work there because I'm there so frequent. When I walk right in the back, I go through all their product. I handpick what I'm going to serve today. Great relationship with Don over at Ontario and, you know, Brian and the boys. They're all good guys.
Super people.
That's how I base my day. You know, it's what's going over, you know, what's coming off the fields. I'm going over to Pitcher Lily's farm right after I talked to you this morning to pick up fresh farm eggs, some Ontario-made Crotonese cheese.
Well, you're going to have a long day because you had a long day yesterday.
Yeah, they're all
early start today. We started this at 9:30 in the morning here, and he only got in at 1 a.m.
Yes.
So I appreciate you coming in this early. I really do. Give us some prices in on specials. What various prices so people get to know a daily special. I want to go in there for a lunch or for a dinner. What kind of price would I be looking
at? You know, lunches, we're trying to concentrate on that, you know, $12 to $15 range to make it light.
That's reasonable.
The burger, which is a steak burger and is 8 ounces, that's $16. But that does come with a side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes with your choice.
That's a gourmet burger.
Yes,
though,
it is. Absolutely. And it comes with a Caesar salad or fresh hand-cut fries or mixed green salad, whatever you like. In the dinners, you know, we're ranging, trying to do an appetizer on the $10 or $12 mark. And our entrees, you know, normally we do a seafood pasta almost every day with a different sauce. Maybe a different
I've had that,
Which people just, if we don't have it, are asking for it. Loaded with, you know, jumbo scallops and fresh scallops, jumbo shrimp, fresh.
Yeah, your scallops are huge.
You know, it's a full bowl. It's a beautiful dish. It's $28. I'm doing,
and you're guaranteed to take some home too, because I did every single time.
That's the thing.
I couldn't eat the whole thing.
People say, you know, they're coming for dinner and they have lunch tomorrow or midnight snack.
That's right. Yeah. It's true.
You know, today I'm doing a bone-in pork belly. We're braising pork belly, and it has the side rib attached. So a big portion braised in local side-launched dark lager beer for about 7-8 hours.
I'm just going to ask you, how long does that take to prep
that? Nice and slow and low, about 7 to 8 hours braising.
One whole day of cooking.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then served with a natural pan jus, some gorgeous mashed potatoes and fresh vegetables. I mean, it's going to be an outstanding dish.
Just may see me there later on
and
today.
And you want a price on that one? I think today that's going to go at about $26.
Excellent. Yeah. That's really good. Wow. Like I said, your food is like food art. Okay, it really is. Cocktail specials. When I was in there a couple of weeks ago, the friend I had, she had the Black Forest Martini.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have daily cocktail specials?
We do, because the kitchen is...
She loves it.
The kitchen has a soup, a salad, an oyster, a pasta, a fish, a meat. So it's only fair that the front of the staff come up with a cocktail dish. So we always put the pressure on them. They love doing it.
So you're pairing the cocktails to go with what's going on in the food,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they do a great job of it, too. You know, along with the extensive wine list and 100% craft beer, Ontario only, there's, you know, I mean, it's endless. Okay. Zach made a vinaigrette with blueberries and side-launched wheat ale yesterday to go on our arugula salad with, you know, roasted beets and goat's cheese and things like that. So, yeah, we're using cocktail specials. We're using alcohol in our food.
I'm already hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. I've got to ask you a question. Would you like to see a BIA in Wasaga Beach for businesses? A Business Improvement Association?
You know what? I really haven't given it enough thought to really react on that. I've heard good. I've heard the bad. I've heard the ugly. I you know what? I would be willing to sit down and talk to anybody about it. And you know, I'm an advocate of businesses helping businesses.
Mm-hmm.
A BIA, I believe,
that's what my show's all about.
Necessary.
Yeah.
I try to be as local as possible with where I eat, where I buy, where I Christmas shop. Mm-hmm. I try to do everything here to support local businesses. When Joe did his Sled Fest last January, mm-hmm. Catch 22 sponsored that event.
I know you did.
I took a drive down. It was a busy Saturday. It's a busy weekend for us generally, anyways. I took a drive down in the daytime, and first weekend in January, seeing Boston Pizza, Stud Lonigan's, all of the restaurants and bars down there with cars in full was a great sign.
Yeah,
because generally we don't see that.
No.
So
it was a real business community coming together.
You know what? This is what I love. I'm buying flowers. I mean, we have four flower shops in town. Try to buy from all of them.
Yeah.
You know, personal friends with a couple of them, and you know, but they're all customers of mine too. So we try to purchase from all. We try to be fair when tables get flowers.
Spread it around.
We spread it around. Yeah. You know, I mean. That's what it's all about. When a restaurant needs a product, my doors are open. Give me a call. Do you need cream? Give me a call. I have cream. Do you need shrimp? Give me a call. I'm going to help you out because, you know, there might be a day I'm going to need you too. And I think that's
I need lamb shank right now.
Well, you can have braised pork belly with the bone inside rib today.
Okay, the $1 million question that everybody wants to know, because you've already said you shop locally. Do you buy your underwear locally?
Absolutely, 100%. When I wear it.
Oh, no. That's the third time I've heard that one, okay? There's some strange people walking around on this beach.
There's great people walking around on the beach. Let's be honest about that.
And a little lighter than others, I think.
Absolutely. There's great people on this beach. Business and residents.
Yeah, awesome. I agree. It's a great community.
It is a fantastic.
I'm loving it here. I've been here now 21 years. And I really do not miss the city. I don't. And I thought I was a city boy.
Yeah, I am a city boy, and I don't miss it either.
No. Well, I'd like to thank Bob for joining me. This is Bob Bickmore joining me here from Catch 22 Fresh Market Grill at 962 Mosley Street, Wasega Beach. Phone number is 705-422-2281. And Bob, the website?
www.catch22grill.com.
Thanks, Bob, for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Vic.
This is Victor Miller. Till next time, shop local. Now we are getting back to business.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, Wasega Beach's only truly local radio station. Download your free Beach Booster Radio app to enjoy local radio anywhere. We encourage you to interact at info@beachbooster.com. Thanks for listening.